Welcome to Medified, a podcast about web dev and tech news that piqued my interest. I'm your host, Richard, and I'm looking forward to this episode.
Today, we've got something really cool to share from GitHub, the home to every coder's dreams and nightmares. They are kicking passwords to the curb and rolling out the red carpet for passkeys. Passwords, we loved you, but you're more trouble than you're worth. Now, passkeys, there's a hero we didn't know we needed. You know what they say. Most of the time, when there's a data breach, it's not some fancy tech espionage. Nah, it's simpler stuff like passwords being stolen or leaked. Passwords, would you believe it, cause over 80% of all data breaches. But don't worry, GitHub's got us covered. Remember that 2FA initiative they launched? Well, they're stepping up their game, introducing the public beta of passkey authentication. Passkeys enhance traditional security keys with easier setup, improved recovery, and most importantly, they are privacy preserving. Best of all, each passkey is unique per website, so no more digital footprints for cyber goons to follow. Setting up passkeys on your GitHub is as easy as finding a cute cat video on the internet. Head over to your settings, click on the Feature Preview tab, and then enable passkeys. Now here's the coolest part. With passkeys, GitHub doesn't need your password to trust that it's really you. Your browser and GitHub are now best friends who have developed their own secret handshake. It's a little bit magic and a lot bit secure. But what if you use different devices? No worries though. Passkeys can teleport to all your devices like some tech version of Doctor Strange. You can verify your presence on your phone and voila, you're signed in on your desktop. No magic cape required. If your security key has been feeling a little underappreciated lately, guess what? It can be upgraded to a passkey. If it can verify your identity, it's time to pop it up to a passkey and enjoy a passwordless experience. Hold on to your keyboards, folks, because things are about to get turbocharged. I'm talking Prisma 5, the latest, the greatest, and most importantly, the fastest yet. Let's give a huge virtual high five to the Prisma team who have managed to ramp up the speed on this bad boy, especially for all you serverless enthusiasts out there. And we're not talking Tortoise to hair improvements, nah, we're talking my mom on Black Friday levels of speed. They've been working their magic since Prisma 4.8.0 to make sure you're getting nothing but the best in performance. If Prisma was a car, you'd think they just dropped a V8 engine into this thing. What's the secret sauce, you ask? Well, a couple of things. They have traded in the old GraphQL-like protocol for a lean, mean, JSON-based wire protocol. So now, Prisma client to query engine communication is smooth as butter, even on cold starts. And this isn't a beta feature anymore, my friends. This baby is ready to roll right out of the garage. But that's not all. The summer is in full swing, and to prepare for it, Prisma's been on a diet too. The JavaScript runtime is smaller, and its internals have been tweaked for peak performance. They have cut down the dependencies, optimized the engine, and the connection establishment and schema transformation now happen in tandem. Efficiency? Check. Low memory usage? Check. This is Prisma, only faster, leaner, and meaner. So get ready to experience Prisma 5, aka Prisma on steroids. Do remember, folks, with great power comes great responsibility. So check out the upgrade guide and submit any bugs you find. Or even better, upload if the bug already has its own complaint corner. Don't forget to follow Prisma on Twitter for more updates. A little bit of stale news, but very exciting nonetheless. The much-anticipated Expo SDK 49 has hit the shelves a couple of weeks back after a period of beta testing. This version is packed with new features, so let's get to dissecting. First off, the new Expo SDK is built on top of React Native 0.72.3. Props to everyone who participated in the beta testing. However, there's a bit of a hiccup for Android developers who rely heavily on the Hermes debugger in Expo Go. Due to a glitch in the system, they're suggesting you pump the brakes on upgrading to SDK 14.9 if debugging on Android is your thing, which probably is. Rest assured, though, they're on it, and hopefully things will be smoother soon. Debugging in general got a major boost with integrated network debugging and React DevTools. Now you can just press J to launch the JS debugger and Shift M to fire up React DevTools. And for all you VS Code fans out there, I know there's a lot of you, they've thrown in experimental support for debugging your JS code right from your favorite editor. Isn't that neat? Router enthusiasts, rejoice! Expo Router has jumped to version 2.0 with some nifty features, including support for build-time static rendering on web, automatically statically typed routes, and async route loading. But remember, don't mix up your use search params or you might end up on a wild goose chase. In the improvements corner, we have some lovely updates to the Expo SDK modules and the Expo modules API with additions like Expo screen orientation, Expo blur, and Expo clipboard now sporting a UA paste control button. Little cherry on top is the Expo Go for iOS Simulator, which now runs natively on Apple Silicon hardware. Plus, with Metro now recommended for the web and the CLI no longer requiring the dev client flag for development build, things are looking pretty damn streamlined. Now onto something shiny and new, EAS Insights. In its preview stage, this service aims to give developers the data they need to make informed decisions. So go ahead, try it out, and let them know what you think. Speaking of EAS, there's good news for those using EAS build and EAS update too. For instance, Xcode 14.3.1 is now the default for SDK 14.9, and large workers are available for both Android and iOS builds, promising quicker build times. On the update front, Expo Go has become more flexible, and the pesky problem with the check for updates async and fetch updates async APIs throwing errors has been resolved. Sweet relief. Oh, and one more thing. In a bit of a bittersweet note, they're sunsetting Expo Publish and Classic updates next year, with support continuing until 2024. SDK 14.9 will be the last version to support classic updates. Well, that's all that we have for now. Don't forget to check out SDK 14.9, and remember, code is poetry, and every update is a new stanza. Happy coding, folks! We're also cracking open a fresh update straight from the code formatting world. Let's give a warm welcome to Prettier 3.0. Yes, you heard that right. Our beloved code formatting tool has just had its gears cranked up a notch. Prettier now boogies on the ECMAScript module's dance floor, and they're so happy about it, it's infectious. And while Prettier is twirling around, you can still chill with your common JS tunes. No pressure, no hassle. Cleaning up is also a necessary part of every party though, and this update is no exception. For starters, when formatting Markdown, there are no more spaces between Latin and Chinese or Japanese characters. And hey, remember the trailing comma? Well, it's decided to hang out with the all by default now. A sudden change of friends, eh? If you're one of those brave souls who make plugins for Prettier, listen up. The plugin interface has had a makeover. It now welcomes plugins crafted with ECMAScript modules and async parsers. But tread lightly. There is a migration guide to help you cross this brave new world. Now, don't be fooled. This update isn't all about tearing down the old and building up the new. It's also about oiling the cogs and fixing the squeaks. Prettier 3.0 comes back with a bunch of bug fixes and formatting enhancements, leaving your code gleaming like never before. And remember, dear listeners, the Prettier team thrives on your love and support. If you've got some loose change, consider showering them with it via their Open Collective or by sponsoring the projects they depend on. Before I sign off, let me give you a quick rundown of the highlights of this release. From a switch up in the Markdown game to supporting plugins with async parsers, Prettier 3.0 is really living up to its name, making your code prettier than ever. Well, there you have it, folks. Prettier 3.0 in a nutshell. Whether you're a programmer or a plugin developer, there is something for everyone. So go on, give it a whirl, and let the folks at Prettier know what you think. That's it from me now. Until next time, keep your code clean and your coffee strong.
Thanks for tuning in to Minified. If you like what I do, make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts and share it with your friends and colleagues. Catch you later.